There are aircraft you walk past without a second glance, and there are aircraft that stop you mid-stride on the ramp. Most of us can name the exact moment we first saw a livery that genuinely caught us off guard. The Braniff painted jets in the 70s, the old Southwest Sun, Concorde in British Airways silver. There's something about a well-executed paint scheme on a well-built aircraft that lands differently than any billboard ever could. It's moving art. It's your product announcing itself at every gate in every airport on every continent. I'm Tower, and you're listening to ADIS on Radio Hangar. Today, we're talking about a delivery that made headlines not just in the aviation press, but in design circles, and what it tells us about where the business of airline identity is heading. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, Starlux Airlines. If you're not familiar with them, here's the background you need. Starlux is a Taiwanese carrier that launched commercial operations in January of 2020. They came out of nowhere to a lot of Western aviation observers. But in the Asia-Pacific market, they arrived with a clear identity from day one. Premium positioning, boutique feel, heavy Airbus fleet. The kind of airline that wants you to think of it the way you'd think of Singapore Airlines or Cathay Pacific. Not as a budget carrier grinding out yield on thin margins. Their fleet is almost entirely Airbus. For regional and medium-haul work, they operate the A320 and A321neo family. For long-haul, they fly the A359 and the A350-1000. The -1000 is their flagship. It's the aircraft that sits at the gates in Los Angeles and New York, lined up next to every other carrier's best equipment, where first impressions are formed or lost in the time it takes a passenger to walk past the windows. According to reporting from AeroTime, Airbus recently delivered Starlux's second A350-1000 in what they're calling the Silver Air Soriyama livery. This is the second aircraft in the Air Soriyama series. The first introduced the concept. The silver version takes the visual language further, leaning hard into a chrome metallic aesthetic that has generated significant attention in the aviation photography community since the aircraft first appeared on the ramp. So let's talk about what Air Soriyama actually is, because the name is doing a lot of work here. Hajime Soriyama is a Japanese artist born in 1947. He spent decades building a career around what he calls superrealism, extraordinarily precise illustrations of robotic and mechanical forms rendered with a chrome, almost photographic quality. If you've seen images of hyper-detailed metallic robot figures in fashion campaigns, album covers, or art installations over the past 30 years, you've almost certainly encountered Soriyama's influence, even if you didn't catch the attribution. He's collaborated with Sony, with Dior, with Ape, with artists across multiple industries. His aesthetic is instantly recognizable once you know it. Precise, cold, beautiful, in a way that feels slightly out of this world. The name itself carries meaning. Sora in Japanese means sky, Yama means mountain, so Soriyama translates roughly as sky mountain, and there's a natural poetic resonance between that name and an aircraft manufacturer and an airline putting his work on a jet that spends its life in the atmosphere above clouds. The Air Soriyama livery wraps the A350-1000's fuselage in a design that draws directly from Soriyama's signature chrome language. The silver version intensifies that effect. From what aviation photographers have documented since the delivery, the aircraft looks less like a standard airline paint job and more like a piece of industrial sculpture that happens to be taxiing to runway 27. It commands attention on the ramp in a way that most liveries simply don't. Now, let's spend a moment on the aircraft itself, because it deserves the attention independent of what's painted on it. The A350-1000 is the largest and longest-ranged variant in the A350 family. Airbus stretches the fuselage by a handful of frames relative to the base A359, which translates to additional passenger capacity and some structural reinforcement. In a typical two-class configuration, you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 360 to 400 passengers. In a high-density single-class configuration, that number goes higher, but Starlux is not running high-density. Their interior product is the point of the exercise. The aircraft cruises at around Mach 0.89, which puts it at the higher end of the long-haul speed range. Range is approximately 9,000 nautical miles, which opens up non-stop city pairs that would otherwise require a stop or a different aircraft type entirely. Taipei to New York, Taipei to Los Angeles. Those are the routes Starlux is running with this aircraft. And at that range, the performance numbers matter for schedule reliability and fuel economics. Power comes from Rolls-Royce Trent XWB engines, and this is worth noting. The Trent XWB was designed specifically for the A350 family. It's not adapted from something else. Airbus and Rolls-Royce developed the engine in parallel with the airframe, and the result is an integration that contributes to the A350's exceptional fuel efficiency. The airframe itself is more than 50% composite materials by weight, with the wings and much of the fuselage skin built from carbon fiber reinforced polymer rather than aluminum. That shifts the weight calculus significantly and allows for a pressurization environment that operators and passengers both notice. Higher cabin pressure, altitude equivalent, lower cabin humidity, that's better for the aircraft structure and for the people inside it. The A350-1000 entered service with Qatar Airways in early 2018. Since then, the order book has grown steadily, and the Asia-Pacific operators have been among the most active customers. Singapore Airlines, Cathay Pacific, Japan Airlines, and Starlux are all either operating or have on order variants of the A350 family. There's a reason for that geographic concentration. The Pacific crossing routes are long, and the premium travel market in that region is substantial. The A350's combination of range, efficiency, and cabin environment makes it a compelling match for those routes. The competition with Boeing is real and ongoing. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner operates in a similar space, also composite heavy, also designed for point-to-point long-haul efficiency. And the two aircraft families have been competing for the same orders since the 787 entered service in 2011. The A350-1000's most direct competitor in the ultra-long-range category is probably the Boeing 777X, which is Boeing's next-generation wide-body program. That program has faced significant delays in certification, which has given Airbus room to run on A350 orders in a market window that might otherwise have been more contested. But back to the livery, because that's where this story has something to say beyond the delivery numbers. Airlines have used special liveries for as long as airlines have existed. The motivations are usually one of three things: heritage or anniversary markings that say, here is who we were and where we came from; partnership liveries that mark a specific relationship or event; and straightforward brand refreshes that say, we've changed and we want you to know it. Most of them are forgettable within a few years. You can name the memorable ones because there are so few of them. What Starlux is doing with the Air Soriyama program feels structurally different from the typical one-off special scheme. They are building a visual identity around a recognized artist whose aesthetic has a consistent, coherent character. Soriyama's work is not abstract or random. It has a very specific feel, precision, metallic beauty, a kind of aspirational futurism that is simultaneously backward-looking to mid-century science fiction and forward-looking to where design is heading. For a young carrier trying to establish premium positioning in a market with established heavyweights, attaching your flagship aircraft to that visual language is a deliberate statement about who you want to be. And here's the practical dimension of that choice. The aviation photography community is enormous and active. Plane spotters at major international airports photograph every interesting aircraft that rolls through. Social platforms have given that community reach that didn't exist 20 years ago. An unusual livery on a wide body at LAX or JFK gets photographed dozens of times a day by enthusiasts who then share those images across platforms. Every one of those photographs is organic reach for the airline. Every Instagram post of the Silver Air Soriyama at a gate is a brand impression that Starlux didn't pay for directly. In the economics of airline marketing, that's not a trivial benefit. The Air Soriyama concept also works because Soriyama is genuinely famous outside aviation circles. Art and design audiences know his work. Fashion audiences know his collaborations. When an aviation delivery crosses over into design press coverage, that's unusual. It means the carrier is reaching a demographic they wouldn't otherwise reach through standard airline marketing. Whether those people become Starlux passengers is a separate question. But brand awareness built in unexpected places has value that's hard to quantify and easy to underestimate. Here's what you need to know if you're thinking about this from the angle of what it means for the industry more broadly. Airline branding has been in a period of convergence for the past couple of decades. Mergers reduced the number of carriers. Cost pressures pushed paint schemes toward conservative, maintenance-friendly designs. White fuselages with a colored accent and a logo are cheap to repaint and easier to manage across a large fleet. The era of fully painted aircraft, the Braniff palettes, the original Pacific Southwest scheme, those mostly gave way to cost efficiency. What carriers like Starlux are doing, particularly on flagship aircraft, is a counter-movement. They're saying the visual statement is worth the cost because the statement is the product. If you're selling a premium experience, the aircraft needs to look premium before the door opens. The Silver Air Soriyama achieves that. It looks expensive. It looks intentional. It looks like the airline behind it cares about the details. For those of us operating in general aviation, there's a smaller scale version of this same logic. Your aircraft's paint scheme communicates something to everyone at the FBO, at the fuel pump, at the tie-down. A clean, well-maintained aircraft with a thoughtful color scheme says something different than a faded scheme and a stressed aluminum panel. It's not vanity, it's communication. The visual language of an aircraft is part of what it says about the person flying it and the organization operating it. The A350-1000 is an exceptional machine. The Trent XWB engines are among the best high-bypass turbofans in service. The composite airframe is a genuine advance over what came before. It is, by any technical measure, one of the finest long-range airliners flying today. Starlux put real art on a real machine, on routes that take that machine over some of the longest oceanic crossings in commercial aviation. That's worth noting. And it's worth watching because the AerSoRayama program doesn't look like a one-off. It looks like the beginning of a consistent visual identity built around quality. Whether that translates into the market share Starlux needs to sustain itself is a question the routes and the yield data will answer over time. But as a statement of intent, the silver AerSoRayama is one of the more interesting things to land at an international gate in a while. Thanks to AeroTime for the original reporting on this delivery. Find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower, keep the shiny side up.